World History presents A World at War, narrated by David Bateson. The world is set on fire. On the 9th of August, 1945, American pilot Charles W. Sweeney threw a nuclear bomb over the Japanese city of Nagasaki. 43 seconds later, his deadly cargo exploded in the air over the port city and turned the thriving city center into a molten ruin. Up to 70,000 people lost their lives. The atomic bombs, which were dropped on the two Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, were the culmination of 6 years of horror. Since Nazi Germany's troops had invaded Poland in 1939 and thus threw the world into another great war, the fighting had evolved into the most ruthless that the world has ever seen. But the brutality did not stop on the battlefield. Hundreds of thousands of civilians lost their lives in random carpet bombings or were victims of bitter soldiers' revenge, while an entire people were attempted to be wiped out in the Nazi death camps. A World at War is not at all easy listening. It is, like the war, at the same time, in equal measures, both awful and fascinating. Chapter 1. Japan Goes to War. Early summer 1937, Japanese soldiers invade central China, following the plans of their powerful generals to extend the Japanese Empire across all of Eastern Asia. Motivated by a racist ideology with a divine emperor at its center, the Japanese brutally oppress and abuse the conquered Chinese through nearly 4 years of war. Conquest and plunder fuel ambition, and Japan's powerful elite declare their readiness to take on the world's strongest imaginable enemy, the United States of America. On the 13th of December, 1937, 30 Japanese soldiers broke into a private home in the southeastern part of Nanjing. On that day, the Chinese capital fell to the Imperial Japanese Army, and the Japanese rushed through the streets of the city. As the soldiers broke into the house, they killed the owner of the home. Then they shot the homeowner's wife and a tenant before turning their attention to the tenant's wife. Brutally, they tore off the woman's clothes, raped her, forced perfume bottles into her vagina, and killed her with their bayonets. The soldiers also stabbed her 1-year-old infant to death. Further inside the house, the soldiers found the woman's parents and 2 daughters. The old couple were immediately shot, after which the soldiers threw themselves on the girls of 14 and 16 and raped them. Before the soldiers left, they executed the homeowner's 2 children of 5 and 2 years. The eldest was killed with a bayonet. The youngest they beheaded with a sword. The only survivors of the house were an 8-year-old girl and her 4-year-old sister. The 2 had hidden under a blanket. The murders in the house in southeastern Nanjing were common. In homes, hospitals, shops, and places all over the fallen capital, 50,000 Japanese soldiers murdered, mutilated, and raped the citizens throughout the next 6 weeks, in one of the bloodiest massacres experienced throughout world history. A shocked outside world christened the suffering of the 500,000 city inhabitants as the Rape of Nanjing. Historians have never been able to determine the extent of the massacre, but it is clear that Japanese soldiers raped between 20,000 and 80,000 women, while the number killed was at least 200,000. Chinese historian San Sihaue set the death toll as high as 377,400, more than the total number of people killed after the atomic bomb blasts in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Imperial brainwashing. The seeds of Japanese cruelty in China were planted many years earlier. At home in Japan, an increasingly fanatical ultranational